No evidence has been found that, despite the important similarities of their views, the two women ever met or influenced each other. But as there is also no evidence that they did not, we like to imagine them exchanging views. So we move to a drawing room in Paris, December 1792.
Miss Mary Wollstonecraft of London.
I'm very happy to meet you, Miss Wollstonecraft.
Enchantée, Madame de Gouges.
So, tell me, what is your opinion of our new France?
I am a little uneasy. In times like these, men without principle rise. Like foam during a storm sparkling on the top of the billow. And anarchy is a fearful state.
I agree. The laws of nature and reason prescribe all acts harmful to society. But sadly, I feel that in this country of slavery, one must be barbaric in spite of oneself.
Yet it may be politically just to pursue such measures as are being taken in this country, and at once root out those deleterious plants which poison the better half of human happiness. People are rendered ferocious by misery.
Indeed, as I have shown in my play. But are you familiar with it? It is called Zamore and Mirza. I had the honour of having it performed by the Comédie Française. Its nature and purpose are made clear by its alternative title, Black Slavery.
You are concerned about the slavery issue. I have strong feelings on the matter myself. It is a traffic that outrages every suggestion of reason and religion, an inhuman custom.